Hey, friend.
I'm Natalie.
And this is the Intuitive Runner, Guided Runs for Every Pace podcast. I'm Natalie Costa, a clinical exercise physiologist, high performance specialist, and your guide to making running fun and approachable. Now, my guided runs are like a podcast, but better, because every episode we're going to dive into all things running. That includes things like mindset and the psychological side of training, and of course the science of training. I am an exercise physiologist after all. And the best part is, I'll coach you through form and effort throughout the episodes with some great music to keep you moving, so there's no thinking involved from your end. This episode, we're going to be talking about how to actually listen to your body and what the heck does that even mean? And why the same run could feel different on different days and how to embrace that. So we're going to break down the RPE scale or the rate of perceived exertion and learn how to use it to guide your training. We'll also talk about how to modify your training program to fit your life and to stay consistent during those hectic weeks. You are human after all. You'll also learn, when do you skip a run, shorten a run, or how to adjust your plan without guilt. That's the key thing here. So this audio is specifically from the Fast Form program in the Intuitive Runner app. So if you like what you hear, be sure to check out the link in the show notes to download the app and dive into more guided runs and programs. All right, I've done enough talking. Let's lace up and get going. Where's that darn tape? What's up, Intuitive Runners? Natalie Costa here, and welcome to your audio coaching session. Now you're here with me for a nice little speed run. It's a little bit of a pyramid style today. I'll explain in a little bit. But let's make sure you are all laced up, and when you're ready, get into a nice, easy pace jog. Take a nice big inhale through the nose, and exhale a big old sigh. Now let's take this time here, as we usually do, to set our intentions for the run. A phrase, a word, a mantra, something that you need to repeat to yourself when things get tough. As always, if you don't have a mantra in mind, my running mantra for you today is, I can do hard things. Okay, repeat that to yourself, because there will be periods where it's gonna be hard. Periods of doubt. So have this in your back pocket. I'll throw it in there every once in a while as well. So I will be using RPE scale, that rate of perceived exertion, to coach your effort today. So it's a scale of 1 to 10 of how hard you feel you're working. 10 is an all-out sprint. You can maybe last, 15, 20 seconds. And 1 is a nice, easy pace walk. So right now, I'm looking for an RPE of 2 to 3. If you're using heart rate zones right now, then we're looking at about a zone 2. Keeping it nice, keeping it light. For our work intervals today, I'm looking for an RPE 8 to 9. So almost max effort, I want full control, big form focus. And if you have a heart rate monitor, I'm looking for about zone 4 to 5 today on those work intervals. Gotcha? Good news is, you get to walk in between your intervals today. You get 90 seconds of rest in between each interval. That's going to stay the same for the whole workout. But where it gets a little bit different today is our intervals will gradually increase in length and then gradually decrease in length. So we're going to start with 1 minute, then 2 minutes, then 3 minutes, then 4 minutes. Climb the top of our little pyramid here. And then we're going to go 4 minute, 3 minute, 2 minute, 1 minute. 90 seconds of rest in between each of those intervals. Now, here's the caveat. 1 minute of running, RPE 8 to 9, push it. I want the effort to stay the same, so you might have to adjust your pace accordingly. The shorter the time in the interval, the faster the pace. Those 4 minute intervals, you might have to tone back that pace a little bit so you could last the 4 minutes but the effort should be the same. Okay? Well, let's prep ourselves a little bit with our dynamic stretching. So let's get our high knees. Feel free to slow down your pace a little bit. Drive those knees up to the sky. Walk, jog, skip, whatever you need to do here. Just keep that spine lifted. Keep those toes lifted. Beautiful. All right, let's get those butt kicks. Send those heels to the glute. Walk, jog, whatever you gotta do here. Hamstring sweeps coming up next. Stick out that limb, toes to nose. Sweep those hands down, hinging from the hips. Sweep back up. Take a few steps forward, alternating sides. You got it. Just waking up that whole posterior chain here. Standing up nice and tall, we're gonna walk on our tiptoes. Other way around, lifting up those toes, walking on those heels just for a little bit. And we're gonna connect those two movements together in a nice exaggerated heel to toe walk. On our toe off, we're lifting up into a cat raise. You got it. All right, standing up nice and tall here. Let's wake up that upper body. Drive those elbows to the back. Stick out that chest. Squeeze those shoulder blades together. Arms back out in front of you. Drive those elbows back. Lengthen that spine. Arms out. Keep moving here. All right, time for those back strokes. One arm at a time. Big, big circles here, opening up the chest, opening up the shoulders, standing up nice and tall. You've got it. Now let's do the same thing on the other side. Shake it out, coming back into your run if you're not already. Keep warming up that body. We've got 4 minutes left here in this warm-up before we jump into our first interval. So let's get into the nice, easy pace. Heart rate right now, kind of looking at that zone two or that RPE of 2 to 3. Nice and easy. Now, just because it's easy doesn't mean we're running sloppily here, right? So let's think about that form, lifting that spine. Nice quick feet, quick feet, quick feet. Slight tuck of that tailbone. Drive with those knees. Arms are parallel. Elbows coming back. Marionette string pulling you up towards the sky. And give your shoulders a little shimmy here. Even shake out your arms. That's nice. We'll be coming into a few striders here. Now, our striders are quick little accelerations. Think of them like a little mini interval. We're not going to the full speed that we'll be going at today, but it'll help to wake things up a little bit. Warm up our body, prep our body for what's to come. So on these striders, I'm looking for an RPE about 7 to 8. Nice control, thinking about your form here. Let's start to pick up that speed now in 3, 2, 1, first strider, let's go. Lean forward from the ankles, almost like you're falling forward. Nice quick feet, quick feet. Let's slow it down in 3, 2, 1, come on back, nice and easy pace. Don't worry about your heart rate here. The little drills. Feeling the connection with the ground right now, staying completely present. Notice how your feet feels in your shoes. Spread your toes. Give them a nice little wiggle here. Sometimes I think we always forget about our toes. All right, Strider number two coming up in 3, 2, 1. Pick up that pace. RPE 7 to 8, maybe just a crumb faster than last time. You got this. Feel nice and strong here. It's not at full effort yet. All right, ease it up in 3, 2, 1. Come back to that nice, easy pace. And we're gonna just do one more of those. Ready for your Strider? Coming up in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Nice quick feet, quick feet. Lean forward. Maybe just a crumb faster than that last. Maybe not as quick as you'll hit your first interval today, but pretty darn close. Ease it up in 3, 2, 1. Nice easy pace jog here. We're here for about 40 seconds. Before jumping into our very first interval. So it's gonna be 1 minute long. RPE 8 to 9. Fast, hard, controlled effort. But the beauty is, you get a 90 second walk afterwards. You were burning like a summer in so just know that that's over the fence there. Till you found another northern star. Following a lover. All right, buckle up. First one's coming up in about 5 seconds. So let's start picking up the pace in 3, 2, 1. 1 minute here. Let's go. Push those feet. Nice. Now stay tall. Chest is proud. Lean forward. Stay in control of your breathing. 15 seconds down, 45 to go. Uncomfortable, but you should be able to last the 1 minute. Hold this down. You got this. Feel strong here. Got 20 seconds left in this effort. Picking up the pieces of a dream. Every little thing I hold it down. Stay with me. 10 seconds. Right, coming into a walk in 3, 2, 1. Walk it out. Enjoy. Reflect. Okay, you got 90 seconds here. So I want you to recharge yourself up during these 90 second walking breaks. Get that heart down as fast as you can. Really nice, long, slow exhales if you can. Stay in control of your breathing. You got another minute here. Now, you can have the best coach in the world. Follow the best training plan. Run with the best training partners. And listen to all the running experts. Now, all the resources up there can help you navigate training and racing. But ultimately, your running success comes down to you. So, there's some things that any coach or plan just can't do for you, and that's listening to your body, because that's what we're going to be talking about today. Speaking of listening to your body, how are you feeling right now? Because guess what? In 15 seconds, we're coming into our 2 minute interval. So start thinking about it now. All right, let's step it up again. 3, 2, 1, let's go. RPE 8 to 9, nice form, focus, controlled effort here. If you're using heart rate zones, I want you to see if you can hit at least zone 4, maybe into zone 5. It's 2 minutes long, so make sure you have your running mantras ready to go. Remember, if you don't have your own, it's I could do hard things. So just remind yourself of that. So I cut off the connection. Got another minute and a half here. And now you're calling me. Holding your heart. If only you could gauge how hard you feel you're working. I can't. I can't hear your body. And I know it could be really challenging to learn how to listen to our body, especially if we're relying on metrics all the time to tell us how we're feeling. I want you to dig a little bit deeper. I want you to actually give yourself, okay, on that scale of 1 to 10, how much is this hurting me a little bit right now? How hard do I subjectively feel like I'm working? Because I can't tell you that. Only you know. So if you were to give me a number right now, I'm looking for an 8 to 9. If you're there and in zone, beautiful. Hold this down. So we've got about 30-ish seconds left. If you know you got a little bit of room to give, can you push it up just a little bit? Just a smidge. Yes, you can. You're capable of doing hard things. Remember, discomfort is temporary. 15 seconds, that's it. And then you get a nice 90-second walk. Coming off in 3, 2, 1, walk it out. 90 seconds here. Enjoy this. Catch your breath. Get in control of your breath. Now, one of the most important factors in being successful and efficient in your training is your ability to understand your body. Only you know and can react to what your body's telling you. Now, listening to your body means a whole bunch of different things, but being aware of your fatigue level, how much your body can handle, are you able to recover between workouts? Or do you feel like you're dragging your ass every workout or in a deficit? Do you feel like you loosen up and find a groove eventually during your runs, even if it's like 20, 30 minutes in? Or are you slogging through the whole run? Are you sleeping well? Or are you restless trying to fall asleep or waking up throughout the night? Or on the other hand, are you fatigued enough after some of these workouts? Can you do a little more? Can you train a bit harder? Or are your legs always super fresh and super snappy for workouts? Things to consider. So I want you to think about that, because we got our next interval, 3 minutes long, starting in 3, 2, 1. So pick it up. 3 minutes here. I want you to push it. RPE stays the same, 8 to 9. That being said, the intervals are getting a little bit longer, so you need to be able to last the 3 minutes. So adjust your pace accordingly. Get up on your feet is right. Let's go. Get those feet moving. Nice quick feet, quick feet. Little form check here. Can you stand up a little bit taller? Roll those shoulder blades back. Use those arms to propel you. Arms are parallel, driving those elbows back. Little tuck of that tailbone, engage that core. Lean forward. Stay in control of it. I don't want you to feel like you're trying to catch up to a pace. I want you to be on top of the pace. Get up on your feet, this is a shakedown. Keep it moving here, you got it. When you start speaking positively to yourself here, because you're halfway through this 3 minute interval already. A little mindful check here. Why not? Look at your surroundings. What do you see? What do you smell? What do you hear? Or maybe you're just pumped to be in Club Costa right now. Woo! Fist bumping. Got another minute left. Feel the music. Let it get inside your head. Find that rhythm. Find that roll. looking good. And if you could stick a smile on that face, do it right now. Feeling strong. I want you to feel empowered. Got 30 seconds left here. You get your nice little 90-second recovery. Don't you worry. Seconds left. You could do this. Hold this down. Stay with me. Walk in recovery in 3, 2, 1. Walk it out. 90 seconds here. Enjoy it. Take it in. Get the pep in your step. Oh, yeah. Hey, how did that go? Did you feel like you pushed yourself enough? Do you have more room in there? Or did you learn something and maybe you're like, Natalie, I couldn't make the 3 minutes? I'm gonna need to slow it down a little bit more next time. But that's okay. We're all just learning. Now our next one is 4 minutes long. We got two of these bad boys. In the meantime, enjoy this rest. You're here for another 30 seconds. Get back in control. Nice long exhales. Be aware and stay present. Look around you. We're literally running into our fourth interval. All right, let's go. In 3, 2, 1, 4 minutes here. Yes, you can. Let's go. Hands on my dress. Neon red. Lean forward. You were everything I did. Fall forward. Don't actually fall, but that's the direction. Nice quick feet. I want you to coach yourself here on your form. Do your little head-to-toe scan. Make those little corrections. They're subtle, but they're effective. Now, a training plan doesn't know your life either, right? This is why you always have a little bit of wiggle room. And unless your coach is a part of your own household, which I am not. They don't know enough about your schedule to make all of your training decisions, right? We all have a life. We have different obligations, family commitments, work commitments, any other commitments that get in the way of training and often force us to deviate from a set schedule. That being said, this is why you have some wiggle room in the plan. I like you to pick it where it fits your schedule the best, and you can plunk it in your schedule as it suits you. Plus, life happens and things come up all the time. No training plan in the world or coach could account for that ahead of time. So a part of learning to train effectively is learning how to adjust your schedule to fit it into the rest of your life. You have to learn where to move workouts and when to just skip it and move on, right? That's also a part of it. You also have to learn when life burned you out a little bit, but maybe you're too tired. And it would actually be more detrimental for you to run than it would be beneficial. And maybe you just need a good night's sleep that night. And that's okay. And sometimes we may have zero motivation to put our shoes on, but you just have to get that mental toughness and squeeze in the run regardless, even if you don't feel like it quite then, just to stay with that consistency piece. I always say 5 minutes is better than no minutes. If you could get your shoes on, get around the block, 5 minutes, 10 minutes on the tread, whatever it may be. And if you're like, you know what, I still feel like ass, that's okay. Call it quits. All good. But you tried. Because I could tell you right now, we're not always going to be motivated to get going. And some days we're dragging our ass, and that's part of it. Now, a coach or a really great training partner might be able to help navigate these decisions sometimes. But you are the only one that still knows what fits for you and what works for you logistically, so that it also doesn't drain all of your emotional energy, right? And it could take a really long ass time to get that sorted out. And life always throws us curveballs, and we always have to adapt. So I always say, don't be married to the program. Do not be a slave to the program. It's there as a guide. It's there as a tool. You only got time to squeeze in 10, 15 minutes, but you have a 45-minute run on the schedule. Squeeze in 10, 15 minutes. I will take it. You got to switch the days up a little bit to suit your schedule. That's also okay. You're on vacation? Skip it. Who cares? Jump back in. You're not going to lose too much fitness if you miss a day here or there. You're not. Guess what? I talked your ear off. And we get to walk in 3, 2, 1. Whoa, that was 4 minutes. How did that feel? You got 90 seconds of recovery here. Then I'm throwing another 4 minute interval at you. But the good news is, after that, whew, we're on the downhill. 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. The caveat is that I want you to increase the pace if you can, as the time gets shorter and shorter and shorter. Effort stays the same, 8 to 9 on that RPE scale. Catch your breath. Stand up nice and tall here. Feel the connection with the ground. Shake it out a little bit. Reset. Now we are approaching the halfway mark. So if you are doing an out and back, this is a great time to turn around and run back home. Otherwise, keep strutting here for another 25 seconds. All right. Interval, 4 minutes. In 3, 2, 1, let's get those feet moving. 4 minutes here. You got this. Lean into it. Feel strong. Now, this is the same length as last time. So make adjustments to your pace as you need to. If you knew you had a little bit more in you, to push it just a crumb. Or if you're really struggling and hitting that RPE of closer to 10, take it back a notch. I want you to feel in control, but uncomfortable. Remember, you could do hard things. Repeat that to yourself. Now, I'll never forget listening to this interview I heard with, I forget who it was. It was a marathoner. Long time ago now. But he said, and he expressed how he doesn't rely on a coach all the time because, and I quote, your coach is not there in the race to tell you to push it. And I want to expand a little bit more on that, because your ability to perform to your true potential in workouts and in races is solely based on your mental ability and understanding your physical abilities. No one knows how you're feeling at any point in the workout but you, which is why I always ask you to check in with yourself. Do you have wiggle room? Can you push it a little bit more? Or do you have to hold it back a little bit because you're coming out of the gate too hot? And that's okay. Only you know. I can't tell you when you need to back off, when you need to focus on holding steady, which is what I want you to do right now, or when you need to press the gas. These decisions are everywhere in training and especially in racing, but only you can make those decisions at the end of the day. Now, where a coach comes into play is we could give you a nice detailed race strategy and prescribed paces for a workout. But we also can't tell you how you're going to feel at any point in the run. If you're so anxious the night before and you have a shitty night's sleep, digestion is questionable, things might have to change a little bit, and that's A-okay. And this marathoner, he understood that his ability to win a major marathon was on his shoulders and only his shoulders. It was him that was going to have to make the decision when to be patient, when to make a move, and will himself to really dig deep in those hard times and break away from his opponents. And the same goes for every single runner on the course. Out there, on the road, in the trails, whether you're racing or training, you are the only one who can make that conscious decision to push it a little bit more. Maybe get that pain, not pain, the discomfort. And when to push the gas a little bit further. Or when to back off. It goes both ways. That being said, how are you feeling right now on that scale of 1 to 10? 10 is all out. Guess what? We are so freaking close. We are on our way in 15 seconds to walk in. Yes, you can. Hold it down. Don't lose the form. All right, walking it out in 3, 2, 1, walk it out here. 90 seconds, catch your breath. All right. It's only getting easier from here, right? That's what I like to tell myself anyways, anytime I do a pyramid style workout. I'm like, okay, the long one's done. It's just getting shorter. Less time in that period of discomfort. Same effort. May not be the same speed, but same effort. One more minute here. Take it. Enjoy it. All right, 30 seconds, and then we're heading into our 3-minute interval. Stop that. Start charging yourself up. Think about it now, because the story is in 3 seconds. We are moving. Let's go. Get those feet going. 3 minutes here. Yes, you can. You are capable, and you could do hard things. Now, maybe you're like me, and you're somebody who likes to run alone most of the time. Or maybe you're like, Natalie, I need the group runs to get me going. And that is A-okay too. Personally, I don't know why. I have very extroverted jobs in my day-to-day life, but I'm a very introverted person. So my runs for me, for the most part, I do love a long group run. Makes time go a little bit faster. Great group of people. But most of the time, I like to run solo. Now, I used to hate running with people when I first started. I felt slow, or I was just generally embarrassed about my running that I didn't want anyone to see me. And I'm like, nope, treadmill only, inside only, until I feel comfortable enough. And that changed instantly after I actually did a workout with other people, and I realized, okay, we're all in the same boat. No one cares. And sometimes having someone alongside you when you're running fast, especially doing a tempo run or a speed run, sometimes helps you hit those paces and feel more comfortable doing so. Because somebody else is there to also set the pace. and you save a lot of mental energy thinking about the pace and how it feels. Then later in the workout, there's a little bit more motivation and willpower to hit pace because you just need to keep up with your running buddy or your group. Now, workouts won't always be easy, but they will feel achievable and they'll almost always be a little bit faster than if you were alone. So your work will be sometimes a higher quality for the same effort and you'll gain more fitness. Now, like I said, these are great for more tempo runs to kind of push you a little bit more. Great for easy runs too, but remember, in our easy runs, we do truly want to hit those easy paces. So finding somebody or a group of people in a similar pace would be helpful. How are we feeling here? We got 30 seconds left here. RPE 8 to 9, I hope. Adjust accordingly. Hold this down. Seconds. You could do this. Hold it down. Don't slow down yet. Okay, walk it out in 3, 2, 1. 90 seconds here. Soak it in. Suck it back. Get that air in you. Nice long exhales. Stay tall, stay connected. Look around you. Little mindful moment check. Little internal check. How are we feeling? We got 2 more work intervals. A 2-minuter and a 1-minuter. And we get a nice cool down. 3 minutes of hard work. That's it. The rest will be easy. I promise. All right, let's take this summer special in 15 seconds. I want you to feel control of your breathing and the stride rate. Together in 3, 2, 1, let's go. 2-minute push right here. Yes, you can. Charged yourself. Know that you're near the end. Give it your all. Lean into it. Stay on top of it. Stay in control. Focus on that form. Quick feet. A little bit faster. Marionette string pulling you up. We're not slumping. Just as proud. Pretend there's a photographer around the corner. Those little tweaks that we do. Maybe stick a smile on that face. I want you to start speaking positively to yourself. We've got about 1 minute left here. We're halfway through. How's your heart rate? How's your perceived exertion levels? Considering how tired you are, considering your hydration, considering how well you slept, your daily stressors, life. Make adjustments accordingly. Keep strutting, come on, 30 seconds left here. Take this energy with you straight through into this next song. You got this. We got 10 seconds left, hold it down. Don't let up now. Oh yeah, 5 seconds. All right, walk it out in 3, 2, 1. Walk her out. 90 seconds here. Enjoy this. Okay, we got one more coming up, 1 minute long, because it's only a minute. And I say only because it's a lot less than the 4 minuter. It's gonna feel like a long minute though. I want you to push it. It's the last one. Let's make it a good one. You'll get a nice 10 minute cool down after. Stand up tall. Relax the shoulders, relax the jaw. Just enjoy these little moments here. Take in your surroundings. Look around. 30 seconds left in this recovery space. Charge yourself back up. The story is, it's in 30 seconds. We're going into our last interval. The final push. All right, let's build ourselves up back up one more time in 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 1 minute here. Push, push, push. Stand up tall, chest is proud. Find the rhythm, find the roll in your run here. Feel the music. Let's push. Let's think about those intentions that we set. Your running mantras. Reminding yourself you could do hard things. You're halfway through already. Own this space. This is tough work. Keep those feet moving nice and quick. Don't hold up. 15 seconds. Lean into it a little bit more. Finish strong. Yes, you can. Hold this down. All right, walk it out in 3, 2, 1. Walk. Everyone walk. Let's take a nice little 30-second breather. Let your heart rate come down. Guess what? We are in our cool down. Keep moving those legs, whatever you do. Now, if you want to come back into a nice little jog at this point in time, you are welcome to. If you feel like you need to walk for a little bit longer, that is A-okay as well. Just jog when you start to feel ready. We're landing our cool down airplane. So we want things to come down nice and slow. Nice, easy pace. Nothing crazy. No more than a zone 2 heart rate as time goes on. If you're trickling into zone 1, that is A-okay. Now that was a tricky one. Mixes it up a little bit. Mix up the interval lengths. Now, speaking about running with a group, sometimes it's just nice also for that accountability piece, especially if you're someone who struggles with a little bit more of that motivation. And sometimes it's hard to drag our ass out the door for either an early morning run, which is not me, by the way, or to a group run, a scheduled group run, or to get a workout done when you've had a hard, shitty day. Let's be honest. Sometimes having someone you train with regularly helps to keep you accountable and consistent. And it's especially true for the times that you're training together. Remember, running is amazing. It's empowering, even when it's uncomfortable. Showing what your body could do, what it's capable of. It's fulfilling and training and pursuing goals and reaching goals. It's fun. Especially if you're a swag whore like me and you love to get a little medal afterwards. But it's even more exciting when you get to share it with others. And so even on the toughest days, it's so helpful to have your training partners to encourage you and to keep your head level. And it's great to have someone in your corner who's able to encourage you to hit your big goals. Running can be a lone wolf sport, which it is for me 90% of the time. But having training partners and allies in the dream chasing could make a huge difference. Especially if you're trying to hit goals or distances, whatever it may be that are a little outside your range right now and that you really want to hit. Now, how are we feeling here? Now, just because we're in the cool down doesn't mean our form gets sloppy, right? We still want to stand tall. We want to finish strong. Keep those feet moving nice and quick here. Just a little bit more relaxed. Now I want you to reflect overall on your entire run as a whole. I know I asked you in every interval, but I want you to kind of look what went well for you today. What did you accomplish? Or did you surprise yourself anywhere? What did you learn about yourself? Interval lengths? Would you do anything different next time? There's always something that we learn in each training session. And I want you to look for it. Because that's what gives us room to grow. We're not looking at anything as good or bad. We're looking at it objectively for what it is. That being said, how did you feel coming in today? Were you dragging your ass? Was it a struggle just to hit play? Or were you feeling energized and ready to go? Excited? Mentally, emotionally, physically, where are you at? And how are you feeling now? And take care of yourself. What you gotta do. How was your sleep last night? Or did you find that you fueled your body enough for this workout? It's not that I don't care. Also, don't forget to fuel after. You know. Replenish your stores. Replenish your body. What good am I to you if I am raging too right now? Last but not least, I want you to think of one positive experience from today. Something that you're grateful for. It doesn't have to be related to the run. Just in life. Now, after this cool down is up, make sure you take the time to do your post-run stretching, your cool down stretching. Videos are self-directed. They are in the app. Do not skip this step. Super, super important, especially after a speed run like this. I want to thank you all so much for stopping by today. You kicked ass, and I'm so freaking proud of you. This was your little pyramid-style speed run with your intuitive runner coach, Natalie Costa. As always, I'm hoping that you're feeling energized, motivated, and ready to take on the day. And remember to always find joy in running. Now we got a few minutes left here. I'm going to let the music take you to the end. If you'd like to come into the walk for your final few minutes, you are always welcome to. Give yourself a nice pat on the back, and I'll see you next time. To a place where affection. Man, oh man, that was so much fun. Great work today. And thanks for running with me. It's always more fun together. My guided runs are packed with coaching tips, mindset strategies, and music to keep you energized. And there is plenty more waiting for you in the Intuitive Runner app. So if you enjoyed the run today, it would mean the absolute world to me if you could subscribe, comment, maybe leave a little review. And if you really loved it, share the love. Send this to a friend, another runner who might enjoy it. Maybe somebody who wants to get into running, literally anyone. For more tips and content, make sure to follow me on Instagram at @the_intuitive_runner. And if you're ready for more guided runs and more training, be sure to check out the Intuitive Runner app. The link's in the show notes. And don't forget, there's a free 30-day trial and sample weeks for all premium programs. It costs less than a cup of coffee a week. Plus, there's a gazillion more audio coaching sessions there. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I will see you next time.